Welcome to the Resilient Vet Podcast, where we help vets and their teams build lasting, fulfilling careers through sustainable mind-body strategies. We're going to set up this episode of the Resilient Vet in a short, kind of a rapid-fire, but actionable way. My name is Aaron Shaw. I am an occupational therapist, health and wellness coach, and founder of Project Vetspan and the Vetspan Collective. I'm also married to a veterinarian, so I've seen firsthand the physical and emotional demands of this profession, and I love working with clients, individuals, and clinics on building a durable team. And my co-host for this podcast is Dr. Jennifer Edwards.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Jennifer Edwards, veterinarian, former practice owner, and now a leadership and energy coach and speaker. I've been in this profession for over 25 years, and now I help veterinary professionals lead and live with greater awareness and intention. And I bring forward the lens of conscious leadership, so I help people uncover deeper patterns that are shaping your life and keeping you stuck so that you can transform the way you think and live and experience your life. Have you ever had a situation where you keep trying, but you just can't seem to change how it is or how you experience it? You try and try, but somehow you end up with another version of the same thing. Today, we are going to do a very brief dive into thoughts and beliefs that might be standing in your way.
Yes, a very brief but yet deep dive. This concept definitely hits home for me, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say. And I know you talk about this with a lot of your coaching clients, really identifying the beliefs and viewpoints that get in their way, get kind of help people be stuck. So, Jennifer, what are some of these hidden roadblocks, and what can people do to start being aware of them?
Yeah, so these roadblocks, we call them actual blocks. And basically, it's those thoughts, those viewpoints, the beliefs that keep us stuck in unconscious patterns of behaving, interpreting, feeling, and experiencing our lives. It's, you know, we keep trying and trying, and we just can't seem to fill in the blank. What happens is that we end up with an emotional friction. We get discouraged, we feel disempowered, because it really starts to feel like no matter what, I just can't create what I want. The good news is that you can create what you want, and that once you uncover and identify these blocks standing in your way, you start to have a choice and you can release them. There are many versions of these blocks, but the three biggest ones that I see, especially in veterinary professionals, are the following three. So as I talk, see if you can discover any of those in your own life. The first one is going to be unspoken expectations. Now, these could be expectations you have of other people that perhaps you have not communicated. Maybe you have communicated them. Expectations that they have of you, or that you think they have of you, that you're constantly trying to meet, and maybe feeling like you just can never quite meet them, always falling short. And expectations that we may have internalized from the profession itself. And I like to call these generational expectations, generational conversations that are passed down even subconsciously over time. So what happens is, by definition, you cannot have a disappointment without a prior expectation. And expectations, well, we all know that they are very often not met, or at least perceived to not be met. So in any situation like that, we're going to have a disappointment. We're not going to feel good. We're not going to feel happy. We're not going to be encouraged. We're not going to want to keep trying. We may get resigned. We may get angry. And all of that is normal, of course, because when that is the viewpoint, it's not necessarily the truth, but the viewpoint, then all of those unpleasant feelings are going to follow. The second energy block that we could talk about are assumptions or mental stories. So all day long, we are interpreting things. We have our filters that we hear things through, that we see things through. And that paves the way for our experience. So an assumption is when we assume what other people are thinking. We often will assume how they're going to react. And if that's the case, well, then why should I bother trying? I already know what he's going to say. There's really no point, right? How many times have you experienced that? And very often, this is also the case that we assume that we know the outcome of something before it even happens. So inside of that, it is very hard to find encouragement and confidence and motivation if our assumption is that something negative is going to happen. Now, if it's something positive, well, we don't talk about that because that's not a problem for us. We just go on and enjoy it. But what we're talking about are the things that are standing in our way. Our mental stories are the interpretations we assign to things that people say, what they do, and the things that happen, right? So how many times has somebody walked into a room, said something, walked out, and one person is just smiling and the other person is like, what's wrong with him today? Right? So they both heard the same words, but interpreted it very different. What happens in a moment is these interpretations, these assumptions, they're our truth. They are our truth. And I say truth with a lowercase t because it is not necessarily the truth. Everything's always true for us until it's not, when I'm talking about the lowercase t truth, of course. And so what happens is as we start to gain awareness of these interpretations and these assumptions, and we can start to question ourselves and say, is that really true? Do I really know it's true? Do I really want to believe that? We start to open up possibility for creating more empowering truths and then enhancing our experience of life. The third thing is self-judgment and internal criticism. And in this profession, we are very good at that. It's that little voice, that narrative that goes pretty much all day long. Do they like me? Did I do okay? Should I be doing more? Am I a good surgeon? Am I okay? Do I know enough? Am I, you know, communicating with my clients enough? Am I good with my staff? It goes on and on and on. Why can't I handle this better? Why is everybody else seeming to be okay and I'm the one having trouble with this? What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough. I'm broken. I mean, it goes on and on and on. If you're identifying with that, it's really important to know that almost everybody has that narrative. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing weird about you. It's totally normal. The beauty is that once we start to recognize it, we don't have to believe it. We can start to call ourselves out. We can question these lies that we tell ourselves. And then we can start to feel a much more empowered experience in our lives. So keep in mind that these blocks are very, very sneaky because they live underneath the surface. It doesn't occur to us that we feel annoyed at somebody because of the way we interpreted the way that they are. To us, it is just because that is the way that they are, or that is how she said that, or it is the way the client was in the room. It really feels like the truth. These things are sneaky. They're not loud. They're subtle, but they're constant. They are always at play. But the moment that we bring them into awareness, they lose their power. And we can start to intervene before our energy spirals out of control. So if a coworker walks in and she speaks a little curtly and your initial reaction is, well, she's not very nice. What's wrong with her today? And maybe some other not so pleasant thoughts. A little voice in your head can say, hang on, you don't know what's going on with her. Maybe she had something happen to her this morning. Maybe she's tired. Maybe she's just talking quickly. And you have an opportunity to bring in other ideas that could be equally as true. You create choice in that moment, which is the most empowering place to be. So one thing you can do this week is notice a moment when your energy starts to dip and you start to feel stuck or feel bad in some way. Instead of just pushing it away and pushing through, pause and ask yourself a question. Not with judgment, but with curiosity. Am I expecting something? Is there an expectation present? Do I think they're expecting something of me? Did I assume something? Am I judging myself? Or am I interpreting something that somebody else said or did in a not so positive way? Explore it. Go there. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's normal. But once you find it, you can question, is that really true? Do I really need and do I really want to hold on to this right now in this moment? Let it go and release the grip that it has on you. So I hope this was helpful for you. Please feel free to reach out on LinkedIn at any time at Dr. Jennifer Edwards. Also visit my website, drjenniferedwards.com. And if at any time in your life you want help exploring, uncovering, and getting free from your own blocks, give me a call because we can talk about how private coaching can absolutely get you on your way to experiencing that. I also work with teams. I do talks, workshops, retreats. So reach out.
As always, great insights, Jennifer. And all of these could be dissected, and maybe we'll do that in a longer episode. This is one of our short and punchy episodes. I'll just want to say briefly about the self-judgment in vet medicine. I see it, and it is painful to see. I just want to walk around with a sign that says, you are in the most noble profession there is. So take a deep breath. You're doing a great job. But it is, we're all stuck with the voices in our head. So thank you for pointing those out. And thank you for joining us. We hope to catch you at the next episode. Feel free to reach out to either one of us on LinkedIn. Again, my name is Aaron Shaw, and we will see you next time around.